Today I'll read some words of pearls of wisdom from Yudhisthira Maharaj in Kamyavan. When his other brothers went missing, Yudhisthira Maharaj follows their footprints until he arrived at a lake where he saw all of his brothers laying strewn all over the ground, and he couldn't see any cause of their death. So Yudhisthira Maharaj went down to the water and plunged into it, but then he immediately heard a voice. He says, "Do not take this water. This lake belonged to me, and if you want to drink, you must first answer my questions." So Yudhisthira Maharaj looked around and says, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm a crane living on moss and fish. The younger brothers, disregarding my warnings, have been brought by me under the control of death. O king, if you do not answer my questions, then you shall become the fifth victim." So then, what were the questions and which this crane, who then revealed himself to be a yaksha, posed to Yudhisthira Maharaj? So here they are, something that we can focus and meditate upon as the basis for our values in life. Question: what makes one learned? How does one attain an exalted status? What is one's second self? And by what does one become wise? Answer: by study of the Vedas, one becomes learned. Asceticism raises one to an exalted status. Intelligence is his second self, and serving elders makes one wise. Question: what is the Brahman's divine attribute? What is their virtuous practice resembling that of the pious? What is their human attribute? And what practice of theirs resembles that of the impious? Answer: study of the Vedas is the Brahman's divine attribute. Their asceticism is like the virtuous practice of the pious. Death is their human attribute, and slander by them is their impiety. Question: what is the divine attribute of Kshatriyas? And what is their piety and impiety? And what is their human failing? Arrows and weapons constitute their divine sacrifice. This is the answer. Their divinity. Sacrifice is their piety, and abandoning the distress, their impiety. Fear is their human failing. Question: what is the sama of sacrifice? What is the yajur? And what can it not do without? Life is the sacrificial sama. Mind is its yajur, and it is the rig which it cannot do without. Yudhisthira understood. This is an explanation of this last answer and question and answer. Yudhisthira understood his actual meaning. By sacrifice, he meant the spiritual sacrifice of obtaining pure knowledge. In the objective sacrifice, which one normally performs with fire and mantras, three Vedas, Sama, Yajur, and Rig are required. In the subjective spiritual sacrifice, the acquisition of true knowledge along with life and mind are as necessary as the mantras of the three Vedas are for the objective sacrifice. Particularly, spiritual sacrifice depends upon prayer, which is represented by the Rig mantras. Then the Yaksha continued on. What is of greatest value to cultivators, to those that sow, to those wishing for prosperity, and to those who bring forth? Answer: rain is the most valuable thing for cultivators. For sowers, it is the seed. For those desiring prosperity, it is the cow. And for those who bring forth, it is the sun. Question: what person, although breathing, endowed with intelligence, respected by the world, and enjoying sensual pleasures, is nevertheless said to be not alive? Answer: the person who does not satisfy the gods, guests, servants, ancestors, and his own self with offerings of sanctified food is said to be dead, even though breathing. Question: what is weightier than the earth? What is higher than the sky? What is fleeter than the wind? And what is more numerous than the grass? Answer: the mother is weightier than the earth, the father is higher than the sky, mind is fleeter than the wind, and thoughts are more numerous than grass. Question: what does not close its eyes when sleeping? What does not move after birth? What has no heart? And what swells with its own force? Answer: fish do not close their eyes when sleeping, eggs do not move after birth, a stone has no heart, and the river swells with its own force. Question: who is the friend of an exile, of a householder, of a sick person, and of a dying man? answer. An exile's friend is his companion. That of a householder is his wife. The physician is a sick person's friend, and charity is a dying man's friend. Question. Who is the guest of all creatures? What is the eternal religion? O King of Kings, what is the life-giving nectar, and what pervades this entire universe? Answer. Agni is the guest of all creatures. Cow's milk is life-giving nectar. Offering ghee into fire sacrifices made to the Lord is the eternal religion, and this universe is pervaded by air. Question. What is it that wanders alone? What is born again after its birth? What is the antidote for cold, and what is the largest field? Answer. The sun wanders alone. The moon is repeatedly born. Agni is cold's antidote, and the earth is the largest field. Question. What is the highest refuge of virtue? What of fame? What of heaven? And what of happiness? Liberality is virtue's highest refuge. Of fame, it is charity. Of heaven, it is truth. And of happiness, the highest refuge is good conduct. Question. What is the soul of a man? Who is the friend given to him by destiny? What is his chief support, and what is his chief refuge? Answer. The soul of a man is his son. His wife is the friend given by destiny. Clouds are his principal support, and charity his best refuge. Question. What is the best of all laudable objects, of all sorts of wealth, and of all kinds of happiness? And what is the most important of all grains? Answer. Skillfulness is the most laudable object. Knowledge is the greatest wealth. Health is the greatest gain, and contentment is the highest happiness. Question. What is the greatest virtue in the world? What religion always bears fruits? What is it that which, if controlled, never leads men to misery? And with whom does friendship never break? Answer. Abstention from harming any creature is the greatest virtue. The religion of the three Vedas is always fruitful. The mind, if controlled, never leads to misery, and friendship with the righteous never breaks. Question. What is it that by renouncing makes a man dear to others? What is it which, if given up, never leads to misery? What is it which, if renounced, leads to wealth? And what is it which, if renounced, leads to happiness? Answer. Giving up pride makes one dear. Abandoning anger never leads to misery. Desire, if renounced, makes one wealthy. And abandonment of avarice leads to happiness. Question. For what does one give charity to Brahmins, to dancers, to servants, and to kings? Answer. One gives to Brahmins for religious merit, to dancers for renown, to servants for their support, and one gives to kings for freedom from fear. Question. What is it that develops the world? What prevents a thing from discovering itself? Why are friends forsaken, and what prevents one from going to heaven? Answer. The world is enveloped with darkness. Spiritual ignorance prevents self-discovery. Friends are forsaken due to avarice, and connection with the world bars one from heaven. Question. For what is a person regarded as dead? What causes a kingdom to be seen as dead, and what makes a sacrifice dead? Answer. A person, although living, is considered as good as dead. A kingdom without a king is considered dead, and a sacrifice without charity is dead. Question. What is the path one should follow? What is spoken of as water, as food, and as poison? What is the proper time for a shraddha? Answer. Following in the footsteps of the righteous constitutes the proper path. Space is spoken of as water in the Vedic texts on cosmology. The cow is considered as food, as it is from milk that ghee is obtained. Ghee is then used in sacrifices, and thanks to sacrifices there is rainfall from which we get food grains. A request is poison. The proper time for a shraddha is whenever a qualified Brahman is available. Question. What is the characteristic of true asceticism? What of self-control? What constitutes forgiveness and shame? Following one's religious duties is asceticism. Self-control means keeping the mind fixed in remembrance of the Lord. Forgiveness consists of tolerating enmity, and freedom from shame means abstaining from all vile acts. O King, what is said to be knowledge? What is tranquility? What is known as the greatest kindness? And what is simplicity? Answer. Understanding Brahman is true knowledge. A peaceful heart is tranquility. Kindness consists of a desire for the welfare of all creatures. And simplicity means equanimity of mind. Question. What is man's invincible enemy? What is his incurable disease? what man is regarded as honest and what is dishonest? Answer, anger is the invincible enemy. Covetousness is the incurable disease. A man who is friendly to all creatures is honest, and the cruel man is dishonest. Question, what, O great monarch, is known as ignorance? What is spoken of as pride? What is understood to be idleness, and what is called grief? Answer, not knowing one's religious duties is ignorance. Pride means thinking oneself to be the doer of acts in this world without recognizing that there is a supreme power and control of everything. Idleness is not performing one's religious duty, and ignorance is grief. Question, what is known by the rishis is steadiness, and what is patience? What is said to be the best ablution, and what is spoken of as charity? Answer, steadiness means adhering firmly to one's religious duty. Patience is controlling the senses. The highest ablution is to cleanse the mind of all impurities, and charity means to protect all creatures. Question, who is considered learned? Who is an atheist? Who is ignorant? What is spoken of as desire, and what is envy? Answer, one who knows his duties is learned. An ignorant man is an atheist, and thus is an atheist ignorant. Desire means longing for worldly things, and envy is nothing more than grief of the heart. Answer, what is hypocrisy? What is the grace of the gods? What is called wickedness? Answer, falsely posing as a religious man is called hypocrisy. The grace of the gods is the result of charity. Wickedness means slandering others. Question, virtue, profit, and pleasure are opposed to one another. How then can these three coexist? Answer, when a husband and wife are happily united for the purpose of performing religious duties, then these three can exist together harmoniously. Who, O best of the Bharatas, is doomed to eternal damnation? Speedily answer this question of mine. Answer, one who summons a Brahmin for alms, but then gives nothing, is condemned to everlasting hell. He also goes to unending hell who denies the truth of the Vedas, the Brahmins, the gods, and the religion of his forefathers. Also that man who, although wealthy, refuses to give charity, must suffer everlasting damnation. Question, O King, tell me with certainty what makes one a Brahmin. Is it birth, good character, learning, or study of the Vedas? Answer, O worshipable one, it is by behavior alone that a Brahmin is recognized. Birth and learning, even knowledge of all the Vedas, are useless if there is no good character. He alone is a Brahmin who performs his religious duties, offering sacrifices, and keeping his senses under control. Otherwise, he must be considered no better than a Shudra. Question, what is gained by agreeable speech? What is gained by he who acts only after careful thought? What does the man with many friends gain? And what does he gain who is given to virtue? Answer, one who speaks agreeably becomes dear to all. One who acts with care obtains whatever he seeks. The man with many friends lives happily in this life, and the virtuous man obtains happiness in the next life. These are very astute, simple answers. This is what Srila Prabhupada calls eloquence, speaking the truth very succinctly. Okay, let me now finish. Question, what makes the soul rise out of his entanglement in matter? Who keeps him company? Who is his guide on that spiritual journey, and on what is he established? Answer, it is knowledge of the Supreme Lord which makes the soul rise. Godly qualities are his companions. Dharma is his guide, and he's established on truth. Question, what makes one learned? How does one attain to that which is most exalted? How does one acquire a second self, and by what, O King, does one become wise? Answer, one becomes learned by studying the Vedas. By asceticism, one attains what is most exalted. Intelligence is like a second self, and serving one's elders makes one wise. Now, here are the last four questions. Who in this world is happy? What is the most wonderful thing? What are the tidings of this world? And how can one find the eternal path of religion? Yudhisthira Maharaj folded his hands and replied, he who is neither in debt nor exiled, and who lives simply, eating simple food in his own home, is happy. The most wonderful thing is that although every day innumerable creatures go to the abode of death, still a man thinks he is immortal. The tidings are that in this world, which is like a cauldron, where the sun is its fire, days and nights is its fuel, and months and seasons is its wooden ladle, all creatures are being cooked by time. The eternal religious path is found only in the hearts of great mystics. So then the Yaksha smiled and said, you have answered all my questions. And he asked, which of your brothers do you want to restore to life? And Yudhisthira Maharaj said, let Nakula come to life. And Yaksha was very surprised. He said, Bhishma is more important to you and Arjuna is your support. Why do you want him? And Yudhisthira Maharaj said that Kunti and Madri are both my mothers. He says, I'm Kunti's son, but Madri now has none. So, in order to behave equally to my mothers, therefore, I want one of her sons to come to life. Then, the Yaksha, who then revealed himself to be Yamaraj, brought back the other four Pandavas all to life. He was so pleased with Yudhisthira Maharaj. We should try to learn and memorize. In fact, I will really try to these questions and answers, because they are not only very succinct answers to major issues of life, but they are also suitable topics of meditation. Probably paragraphs, pages, volumes could be written on each particular subject.